Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Murphy. Sean is the author of The Optimistic Workplace and the co-founder of Switch and Shift. Switchandshift.com is the website. Sean, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about hiring optimistic workers. And of course, you revealed the fact that optimism is important, but maybe not everybody should be optimistic. And I like the intellectual honesty there, Sean. I'm going to give you kudos for that. However, let's talk about hiring millennials. I've hired a lot of millennials, so I know a little bit about this. And I won't say that they're not optimistic, but they don't necessarily show it as quickly. And I wonder if they got a boatload of student debt, if they're worried about the world that I'm leaving my generation, which is enough to worry about, but they don't come across as being bubbly optimistic, this generation. What do you think? Let me back up and say a couple of quick things. As I always say, I love them, I hire them, I employ them because I do like them. They're smart, and they make the best people we've ever raised. I believe that. But they don't come across as optimistic. What do you think?
I think there's some truth to that. I think what we find with millennials is that they are very driven by a couple of factors that my generation, which is Generation X, isn't known for, and I think that influences their level of optimism. So what I'm talking about is millennials who want to work for organizations who have a strong sense of purpose, who help them do work that they find is meaningful, and that's pretty serious, I think. Mm-hmm. They take the selection process of determining where they're going to spend and invest their time very seriously, and I think that can certainly come across in the interview process as maybe or very goal-directed, and mm-hmm. the optimism might get a little buried underneath.
Well, that's what I want. They're really driven by values.
Yes.
Values are right out there on their sleeve, aren't they?
I love that about millennials.
I do, too. Yeah. But when you present your values to the world that we see in front of us, their values take a hit, and I wonder if that's so. Based on what it sounds like we're agreeing on this, how do you identify that optimism in them?
Well, what I would suggest other organizations do is leverage what this generational cohort is known for, and it is, as you say, the values, the meaning and the purpose, and explore those areas to get a sense of, is there a sense of optimism? Because if you are driven by purpose, and if the organization is driven by purpose, or if the millennial is driven by purpose, let me say that again, and the organization has got a clear purpose, there's going to be a sense of optimism in that person. So explore purpose with them. What is your purpose in life? And I know that sounds really metaphorical. It doesn't have to necessarily be that. It can be, what causes do you find important, and why are those important to you, and what does it mean to you to be able to actually spend your time working for an organization who supports other causes mm-hmm. that are important to you? And I think that common ground is when you're going to see the person that you're looking to hire or the person that you're interviewing light up. And it's when you up, then okay, we've got something here.
Well, I'm one of the things that I think that where there's a little bit of a challenge with them is they have so much content in their head that they don't seem to make enough room for context. And I believe optimism lives in context. optimism doesn't live in content. And I wonder about that challenge. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a really, it's a very interesting question. Great observation. Context, I think, is key here, and especially the way that I explain it in the Optimistic Workplace is, you're as a business owner, you're shaping the context, and and that context influences my influences my ability to do my job easily or with great difficulty. So I like that, Jim. I'm going to have to take that from you.
Yeah, you. You need to develop that together. I'm working on an essay on this myself. But anyway, hey, listen, thanks for being here, Sean. Good job today. Switchandshift.com.
That's right.
Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.